shakeups at the wide receiver position. When we talk about the coaches, John Perry is now the assistant coach in charge of the wide receivers, and he's got an assistant in Wes Welker.
Yeah.
What effect does that have on this crew this year?
Well, Perry did such a great job with the tight ends last year, that most productive season in the history of the franchise, and now he moves to wide receivers. I'm eager to see what he does there, and having Welker helping out, my gosh, Wes Welker, it's not like one of these coaches who played in the league a long time ago. I mean, this is Wes Welker. He's fresh. The guys playing underneath John Perry and Wes Welker have watched Wes Welker plenty on television. So he brings that credibility when he walks into the room. And what he says, you know, it's one thing to come from a coach. It's another thing to come from a player that you followed so closely as a fan. So it'll be really fun to watch him coach these guys. And we've seen a little bit of it out here this spring. And also he's helping out on special teams, Drew.
It's been really cool to see through practices how he interacts, Welker, with those wide receivers, because we've seen DeAndre Hopkins, we've seen Braxton Miller and the other guys picking his brain, you know, talking with him during stretch, and you can tell he's coaching them up, giving them ideas, you know, just dispensing tips. It's going to be fascinating to see how much more they can gain and do this year under his guidance.
Yeah, and a lot of it'll be stuff that we don't necessarily know.
Right.
We don't know what he's telling them, but he knows a lot of tricks of the trade. I mean, this is a guy who was undrafted. Think about that. And he started out in San Diego, eventually went to Miami. The Patriots traded for him. Wasn't exactly a blockbuster deal, but it was a good trade. And they end up getting a potential Hall of Famer out of the deal. So he's got a lot to add. He really wants to do a great job as a coach. He's keeping a low profile around here.
Yep.
You know, he's not walking around the hallways, I'm Wes Welker. It's so funny here, though. You get kind of starstruck when you see Mike Vrabel and Wes Welker and Larry Izzo and these guys who played in the league at a very high level, and they're walking the halls doing the dirty work as a coach. Yeah, grinding all day long, all night long.
Wes Welker at every level, as a high school player, as a college player, as an NFL player, he was overlooked initially, and then he absolutely flourished. I wonder if that's going to be the case as a coach.
Hey, that's a great little theme you came up with, because as a player, yes, let's see if it does translate as a coach. But you know, he's putting in the work, and that's key. I mean, he understands what it takes to coach in this league. A lot of guys don't want to do it. Anthony Weaver is another one. I mean, how could I leave him out?
Sure.
Who wanted to contribute to the game, to be part of the game still in a very meaningful way, even though I'm guessing, you know, with all the contract, you know, volume he had, he was just fine financially, but he just wanted to be part of it. And I think that's what a guy like Wes Welker wants as well.
You say contribute, because that's what he did, not just as a receiver, but in many other roles. He's doing that now as a coach, like you mentioned earlier, as a special teams helper with the wide receivers. It's going to be fun to see his impact on what this Texans team does.
I think the special team stuff is huge. And just the work ethic going in, like we mentioned, he was undrafted and ends up having the career he had. A lot of guys have to notice that.
No doubt. Wes Welker, John Perry, have an impact on this 2017 wide receiver.